So the title of the sermon today is
موضوع موعظه من امروز
Be careful for nothing.
مراقب نگران هیچ چیز نباشید.
Be without care. Yeah, don't worry.
نگران هیچ چیز نباشید.
The topic that we're going to talk about today is anxiety.
امروز می‌خوام در موردش صحبت کنیم در حقیقت استراب.
As some of you might think again.
بازم استراب.
Because this is one of these topics that keep coming up.
چون یکی از موضوعایی که هی در موردش موعظه میشه.
And that's something because people struggle with this.
میدونین چرا؟ به خاطر اینکه یکی از چیزایی که هممون
باهاش مشکل داریم.
اکثر مسیحیامون این مشکل رو داریم.
And some of you are anxious right now.
همین الانم استراب داریم.
And you know that's true.
میدونین که واقعیت استراب داریم.
Yeah, so today we have a reminder.
امروز یه یاداوری برای هممون.
Yeah, that you as a Christian.
تو به عنوان یک ایماندار.
Yeah, you can live a life.
میتونی زندگی داشته باشی.
Without being anxious all the time.
بدون نگرانی و استراب.
Now let me start with a moment to give you a definition.
اول میخوام یه خلاصه معنی واقعی.
Which is just a dictionary definition.
که دیکشنری یا لغتنامه رو بهتون بگم.
What anxiety means.
استراب. چیست؟
Now, anxiety is a state of apprehension.
یک رفتار انسانی است. حالت انسانه.
Uncertainty.
مطمئن نبودن به چیزی.
And fear.
و ترسیدن.
Resulting from the anticipation.
در به خاطر به فکر چیزی بودن.
Yeah.
منتظر چیزی بودن.
Realistic.
شاید واقعیت باشه
or fantasized
یا حتی غیر منطقی باشه
yeah.
فانتزی
yeah.
باشه رویایی باشه threatening
event or situation
یا شرایطی یا موقعیتی زندگیمون رو تحت حمله قرار بده
and often impairing physical and psychological functioning
معمولا رفتار جسمانی و رفتار روانی یه نفر رو تحت تاثیر قرار میده.
People are anxious.
کسی که استراب داره.
They're living in a state of fear.
توی قسمت ترس زندگی میکنه.
That something might happen in the future.
ممکنه اتفاقی بیفته.
And that's regardless if it's grounded in truth or not.
مهم اینه که حقیقت یا حقیقت نیست.
Yeah. People tend to be anxious over a lot of things that never come to pass.
ولی بعضی وقتا مردم نگران چیزهایی هستن که شاید هیچ وقت اتفاق نیفته.
In their mind they think something will happen.
در فکرشون فکر میکنن اتفاقی ممکنه بیفته.
What are people usually anxious about?
معمولا مردم نگران چی هستن؟
A lot of different things.
خیلی چیزا نگرانی هستن.
Some are anxious about their health.
بعضی نگران سلامتیشونن.
About the job situation,
بعضی نگران کارشونن. بعضی نگران درآمدشونن.
About children.
بعضی نگران فرزندانشونن.
About political situations in the world.
بعضی نگران شرایط سیاسی و موقعیت‌های سیاسی دنیا.
What we do when thinking about those things.
و با فکرمون و کارهایی که با فکرمون انجام میدیم.
Yeah, what makes us anxious.
باعث میشه که به استراب رو برامون ایجاد کنه.
Is that we're focusing on the worst possible outcome.
و معمولا بدترین نتیجه رو تو ذهنمون میاد. Yeah,
having anxiety is basically
استراب داشتن.
Thinking what if.
اما اگر.
Yeah, followed by something and then the worst possible outcome that you can cope with.
اگر این اتفاق بیفته چی بدتر؟
Yeah. What will I feed my kids?
بچه‌ام چه غذایی؟
They will die of hunger.
از گرسنگی نمیرن.
Reality, it's probably not going to die.
واقعیت اینه که احتمالاً نمیمیرن از گرسنگی.
What if I lose my job?
اما اگه کارم از دست بدم چی؟ دیگه بیفتم تو خیابون چی؟
It might not even happen and it's probably not the end.
شاید اتفاق نیفته و اون آخرش نشه اصلا. فقط تو به نظرت میاد ممکنه بشه.
Now, why is this such an important topic that we understand how to deal with this?
که ما باید بدونیم چه باهاش چیکار.
And the reason is because it disables our lives.
شرایط زندگیمون رو فلج
کرد. Yeah, already in the early definition we saw that it can disable us physically.
دیدیم که از لحاظ جسمانی از میتونه ما رو جسمانی در حقیقت فلج کنه.
It can disable us psychologically.
روانی هم میتونه فلجمون کنه.
But there's something else that
اما یه کار دیگه
میتونه. Doesn't occur in the worldly definition.
که دیدگاه کتاب مقدس ترجمه دنیویش اینو به ما نمیگه.
But it can also disable us spiritually.
از لحاظ روحانی هم ما رو فلج
کنه. Go to Matthew 13.
متا 13.
And read verse 22.
آیه 22 رو بخونید.
He also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh fruitful. Yeah, here it says that the one who is consumed with the cares, the worries about this life,
نگرانی این جهان، فکر این جهان،
that's the Christian
اون مسیحیه که
that ends up not bearing any fruit.
دیگه ثمره‌ای به بار نمیاره چون فقط نگران اون جهان.
Yeah, if you are anxious all the time of whatever happens in the world and around you,
نگران اینی که فردا چه اتفاقی میفته، پس فردا چه اتفاقی میفته،
you won't be focused on the things of God and you will not bear fruit.
اتفاقهای دنیوی رو بهش فکر نمی‌کنی و ثمره و بار به بار نمیاد.
Your anxiety will cause you.
استرابه تو رو وادار می‌کنه.
To not fulfill the purpose that God has for you.
اون هدفی رو که خداوند برات داره رو به تکمیل نرسونی.
Now, and the good news, of course, is that anxiety is not something that has to rule your life.
استراب لازم نیست رهبر زندگی
تو باشه. Have to be part of your life.
حتی لازم نیست عضوی از زندگی تو باشه.
It's something you can get rid of.
میتونین ازش بیرون بندازین از زندگی.
It's something you can overcome.
چیزیه که میتونین ازش پیروز بشین و شکستش بدین.
The Bible commands you.
کتاب مقدس فرمان میده.
An anxious person.
آدم مضطربی نباشید.
And you as a Christian has a great advantage over those in the world.
موقعیت خیلی بزرگی تو دنیا داری.
Why you don't have to be anxious.
چرا نباید استرس داشته باشی؟
Go to Philippians 4 and it's 5 till 7.
5 تا 7.
Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, that passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
بر همه مردم آشکار بشود خداوند نزدیک است. برای هیچ چیز اندیشه مکنید، بلکه در هر چیز با استغاثه و دعا با شکرگزاری درخواستهای خود را به خدا عرض کنید. و سلامتی خدا که فرای تمامی عقل است، دلها و ذهنهای شما در مسیح عیسی نگاه خواهد داشت.
To us, be careful for nothing.
خداوند میگه برای هیچ چیز اندیشه مکنید.
Meaning, you shouldn't be full of care for everything around you.
اصلا نباید نگران اطرافتون باشید.
Don't be worried about everything that's coming at you.
نگران چیزهایی که حمله میکنه بهتون نباشید.
Of course, that doesn't mean that you are careless.
نه اینکه بی اهمیت باشین.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you're indifferent to everything.
یعنی به هیچ اهمیت ندین، همه رو نادیده بگیرین، بی خیال باشین.
But it means that whatever situation you're in.
اما مهم اینه که تو هر شرایطی که هستی.
Yeah, you do what you can.
کاری که تو میتونی انجام بدی انجام
you
بدی.
Control what you can control.
اونی که میتونی کنترل کنی، تلاش تو میکنی.
And then you're not worried about the rest.
اما بقیه‌اش نگران نیست.
Go to Colossians 3:23.
کولوسیان 3:23.
And whatsoever you do, do it heartily. As to the Lord and not unto men.
Yeah?
So what we do,
هر کاری که میکنی,
we do it with our heart.
با دلتون انجام بدین.
Yeah? We do it as if we do it unto the Lord.
جوری انجام بدین که برای خدا دارین انجام میدین.
Yeah? That means to the best of our ability.
بهترین تلاشمون رو بکنیم تا برای خداوند خدمت کنیم.
And we don't worry about the rest. That's a choice, by choice.
انتخاب هممونه.
Yeah, we choose not to worry about
نباشیم.
The things we cannot do ourselves
کارهایی
and we cannot control ourselves.
نمیتونیم کنترل کنیم و کارهایی که نمیتونیم انجام بدیم.
Yeah, as a Christian, you need to choose to worry about nothing.
به عنوان مسیحی باید تصمیم بگیریم که نگران هیچی نباشیم.
Yeah, go to Matthew 6.
متا 6.
And read verse 25.
آیه 25 رو بخونیم.
And stay there because we're going to read more verses.
متا 6 رو باز نگه دارید چون آیه بیشتری ازش خواهیم خوند.
Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than the raiment? That says, take no thought for your life.
نگران به هیچی اندیشه مکنید.
Now again, does that mean that we don't care about anything?
یعنی بی خیال بخوابیم دیگه.
No, the Bible teaches us to consider things, to plan
خدا
things.
خدا میگه نه، برنامه‌ریزی کنید، فکر کنید، تلاش کنید.
Yeah, we don't leave our kids hungry because we don't care.
بچه‌ها رو ولی نمی‌کنیم تو رخت خواب خوابیدیم که مهم
نیست. No, we feed our kids because
غذا درست می‌کنیم.
What we can do, we do.
کاری که میتونیم بکنیم می‌کنیم. کاری که میتونیم کنترل کنیم، کنترل می‌کنیم.
Yeah, what we should not do.
اما کاری که نباید بکنیم
is worry all the time about what we can't.
نگران بودن چیزهایی رو که نمیتونیم باشیم.
Yeah, going around. Oh, what shall I drink and eat? What shall I put on? Don't be consumed but worrying about these things. Do what you can and leave the rest to God.
هر کاری که میتونیم امروز انجام بدیم، فقیرش رو بسپرین دست خدا.
Yeah, read the next two verses.
دو تا آیه بعدی.
26 and 27. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature?
مرغان هوا را نظر کنید که نمیکارند و نه میدرونند و در انبارها ذخیره میکنند و پدر آسمانی شما آنها را میپروراند. آیا شما از آنها به مراتب بهتر نیستید و کیست از شما که به تفکر بتواند ذرایی بر قیامت و قامت خود افزاید؟
Yeah, so Jesus gives an example here. He says, hey, the birds don't worry. They're not busy reaping and gathering in barns.
Yet
they're fed, they're okay. Yeah, because they're taken care of God.
Yeah?
And then, are you not much more better than a bird?
برای خداوند ارزشت بیشتر از اون پرنده ها نیست؟
As one of his children.
عنوان فرزندان خداوند ارزش تو بیشتر برای خدا نیست؟
Yeah, then another example.
مثال بعدی.
Can you by worrying, by thinking about it, change your height?
هی فکر کردن و هی فکر کردن آیا میتونی شرایطت عوض کنی؟
No, you can't.
نمیتونی.
It's something you cannot do, you cannot control.
چیزیست که تو نمیتونی انجام بدی با فکر و استراب نمیتونی کنترلش کنی.
Yeah, the idea is give no thought to the things you cannot change.
چیزی که شما نمیتونی عوضش
کنی. Just focus on what you can.
اون چیزی که تو میتونی عوضش کنی عوض کن.
Read 28-31.
28-31.
And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewith shall we be clothed?
28-31. پس اندیشه مکنید و مگویید چه بخوریم یا چه بنوشیم یا چه بپوشیم.
Yeah, so Jesus says, look at the lilies of the field. Look how magnificent God has made them. How much detail, how much God has put in there to make these flowers that grow up today, tomorrow are thrown in the fire. Yeah, they look better than Solomon in all his glory.
اینا زیباییشون بیشتر از جلال سلیمانه.
Yeah. If God pays so much attention to these
little things. اگر خداوند جزئیات گل صحرا رو برامون انجام داد.
Don't you think he pays that attention to you as well? فکر نمی‌کنی
خداوند اون توجه رو برای شما داشته باشه یا بیشتر؟
Now, notice what he says. The issue is.
دقت کنیم مشکل چیه؟
He says, "Oh ye little of little faith."
Where is that? ای کم ایمانداران.
Yeah. What is the underlying problem
of
Christians being anxious?
It's
a lack of faith. It's a lack of faith that God will take care of the things they cannot do and they cannot control themselves. If you lack peace all the time, if you're anxious all the time, it means that you are lacking faith in those areas. It really is a spiritual issue. Read the last verses of Matthew 32-34. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
زیرا که در طلب همه این چیزها امتها می باشند. اما پدر آسمانی شما می دوند که به دین همه چیز احتیاز دارید. اما اول ملکوت خدا و عدالت او را بطلبید که این همه به شما افزوده خواهد شد. پس در اندیشه فردا ما باشید زیرا فردا اندیشه خود را خواهد کرد. بدی امروز برای امروز کافی است.
God knows about your situation. He understands. He
خداوند
knows.
درک میکنه.
And he cares.
و خدا براش مهمه تو
چیکار میکنی؟ بهش
اعتماد کن. ایمان داشته باش.
What should you be doing?
شما چیکار باید بکنی؟
Do what is right before God.
That is your job. در مقابل خداوند درسته انجام ملکوتش رو
and his righteousness.
نیکوی خداوند رو بنا کنی برای زندگیتون.
Leave the rest to him.
He'll
take care of that.
بقیه رو بدین دست خدا. خدا همه کار خواهد کرد.
You focus on what you can do.
شما اون کاری که میتونی انجام بدی.
You focus on just doing what is right.
شما روز تمرکز اون چیزی که درست و نیکوست رو انجام بده.
Yeah. Stop worrying about everything that possibly can happen.
و هر شرایط زندگی.
Focus on what is right in front of you, what you can do, what is right.
میتونی عوض کنی، تمرکز کن بهش.
Yeah. Choose to worry about nothing.
در مورد هیچ چی نگران نباش.
Yeah. Whatever is out of your control.
هر چی که تو دست
give it to God.
در دست تو خارجه.
Verse 6 of Philippians 4
که اون تغییرش بده. فصل 6 آیه 6 در فیلیپیان فصل
4. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God.
نه نه برای هیچ چیز اندیشه مکنید بلکه در هر چیز با استخاسه و دعا و با شکرگزاری درخواستای خود را به خدا عرض کنید.
So choose not to worry about nothing.
نگران هیچی نباشیم.
And also choose to pray about everything.
نگران هیچی نباشیم و تصمیم بگیریم که اون نگرانی رو نداشته باشیم.
Yeah, pray about everything that goes on in your life.
برای هر چی اتفاقی که تو زندگیمون میفته.
That you cannot do.
هر چی که در دست خودمون خارجه دارید.
And that you cannot control.
هر چی که نمیتونی کنترلش کنی بسپرش دست خدا.
Give it in the hands.
اونو بده دست خدا.
Who can do these things? And who can control?
و قادره و میتونه کنترلش کنه.
Give it to God.
اونو بده دست خدا.
And do this all the time.
و اونو همیشه و همه لحظه انجام.
In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17 it says,
آیه 17 میگه
pray without ceasing.
بدون انتها دعا کنید.
Yeah? When you start to begin to feel anxious about something, to worry about something,
وقتی شروع می‌کنی اون استراب تو زندگیت بودن، نگران شرایط زندگیت میشی لحظه.
When your blood pressure rises,
یا فشار خونت میره بالا،
your heart is beating faster,
قلبت داره یا تونتون میزنه، احساس میکنی که داره خفت میکنه.
Stop praying.
شروع کنه دعا کردن.
Start giving these things to God.
بسپرینش دست خدا. بذارینش پای صلیب.
And you will see that if you do that.
وقتی اون لحظه سکوت کنی و بذارین دست خدا، استرابت کمتر و کمتر میشه.
Oh, but I prayed and then an hour later.
دعا کردم یه ساعت بعدش.
I was anxious again about the same thing.
دوباره همون مشکلم استرابم وجود داشت زندگی.
Okay, that's your trigger. That you need to go pray again.
پس دوباره برو دعا کن.
Yeah. Pray without ceasing.
دعا کن ادامه بده.
Keep giving it to God.
هی بده به خدا. هی بده به خدا تو اون آرامش رو به دست
بیاری. And stop taking it back because that's what you're doing.
و هی برش نگردون از خدا. بگو خدا دادمش ولی یه دقیقه بده خودم حلش کنم.
Trust God that he actually heard you.
به خدا اعتماد کنید که شنید صدا.
And that he will do with it whatever is good.
و انجام میدیم اون چیزی که واقعا نیکوست.
Yeah. If you want to deal with anxious in your life.
اگر میخوای با اون استراب که کنار بیای.
If you want to stop anxiety.
اگر میخوای اون استراب زندگی تو کنار بذاری.
Yeah. You need to make a choice.
یه تصمیم بگیر.
Just stop worrying about everything.
دیگه نگران همه چی نباش.
And you need to make a choice.
تصمیم بگیریم.
Just start praying about everything.
دعا کن برای همه چیز.
Are you a person that's anxious today?
آیا شما شخصی هستین که استراب دارید؟
About a lot of stuff.
در مورد خیلی چیزا.
Here are just already two practical things you can do.
دو تا قدم هایی هست که امروز میتونیم جلوی خداوند انجام بدیم.
What you can control, what you can do, you do, you control.
چیزی که دست برمیاد انجام میدی.
Yeah, but the رست you give to God. بقیه‌شو
میسپاری دست خدا.
Yeah, you believe that God has saved you?
آیا ایمان داری که خداوند تو رو نجات داده؟
From eternal punishment?
از مجازات ابدی؟
Then why can't you believe that God
will provide for you? چرا امروز نمی‌تونی ایمان داشته باشی که خداوند نیازت رو برآورده کنه؟
Why can't you believe that God will work in the situation that you are struggling with?
و امروز مشکل داری خداوند باهات کنار بیاد؟
Ultimately, it's a matter of you trusting God. It's a matter of faith.
اعتماد کردن تو به خداوند و ایمان توست.
Yeah. If you're all the way anxious, all the time anxious, it shows you need to grow in faith in those areas. What about my job? I might lose it. Or I can find one.
Okay.
You're worrying. Yes, do what you can do. Go out and find jobs. Do your best by doing. Be a good worker. But
that
ultimately, the rest is not in your control anymore. Start praying about the rest.
دست بکش.
What about my papers?
اقامتم چی؟
My answer, my interview.
وای مصاحبم چی؟
Are you worrying?
نگرانشی؟
Can you by you sitting on a chair or laying in bed thinking about all the time? Can you change anything?
میتونی شرایطت رو عوض کنی؟ اون نتیجه رو عوض کنی؟
No, you can't.
نه نمیتونی.
So stop doing that.
پس این کار نکن دیگه.
Stop worrying.
دیگه نگران نباش.
Yeah, and go give it to God.
برو بده به خدا. و دعا کن به سمت خداوند و بسپرش به خداوند.
Yeah, God, I will do what I can.
خداوند هر کاری که من میتونم انجام.
But what I can't, I will give to you and pray.
در دعا و استخاره به حضور تو میارم.
Go to back to Philippians 4.
فیلیپیان 4 باز کنیم. آیه 6 رو دوباره بخونیم.
Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, it's not interesting that in the same sentence where God commands us, hey, do not worry, yeah, where it says, in everything, yeah, give it in God, to in prayer, then it also mentions to do this with thanksgiving, to be a thankful person. Yeah? Choose to worry about nothing.
Choose که نگران هیچی نباشیم و تصمیم بگیریم که در مورد همه چیز دعا کنیم
and choose to be thankful in all things.
و دعا کنیم که در همه چیز سپاسگزار
باشیم. Now, go a couple of verses back,
اگر این چند آیه 4 رو بخونیم
of Philippians 4.
فیلیپیان 4:4
where it says this is right before Paul addresses this topic, yeah?
درست قبل از اینکه این موضوع رو پولس در موردش صحبت کنه یه چیزی میگه
where it says rejoice in the Lord always and again I say rejoice. Yeah, so that's twice in one sentence that Paul says, rejoice always. Now, guess what the situation was that Paul was in when this letter was written. He was in prison. And he says, rejoice. He's the one telling the church in the Philippians, yeah, you rejoice always.
Yeah.
Pray about everything with thanksgiving. Don't worry.
Skip
to verse 10. Yeah, which is right after. Yeah, and read verses 10 till, read till 13. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me had flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and now I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me.
و در خداوند بسیار شاد گردیم که اکنون بالاخره فکر شما برای من شکوفه آورد و در این نیز تفکر میکردید اما فرصت نیافتید نه آنکه درباره احتیاط سخن میگویم زیرا که آموختهام در حالتی که باشم قناعت میکنم و نیازمندی را میدانم و دولتمندی را هم میدارم در هر صورت و در همه چیز سیری و گرسنگی و دولتمندی و افلاس را یاد گرفتم قدرت هر چیز را دارم در مسیح که مرا تقویت میبخشد.
Yeah, Paul is in a hard place.
پولس تو شرایط خیلی سخت.
I'm fine. Yeah, and you need to learn to be thankful. You need to rejoice.
Yeah?
Regardless of the situation you're in.
Yeah?
Rejoice always.
شاد باشی در خداوند. همیشه شاد باشی.
Go back to 1 Thessalonians 5.
اول تسالونیکیان فصل 5.
Because interestingly, we have the same concepts next to each other there.
همون داستان رو داریم.
Yeah, go to 16 and 18.
16 تا 18.
Yeah, where it says in 16, rejoice evermore. Then 17, pray without ceasing. And then in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Yeah, the same concept next to each other. Rejoice, pray without ceasing, being thankful.
Yeah,
it says here that God's will for your life is that you are thankful in everything. Yeah, Paul said, in whatever state I am,
yeah,
I learned to be content. Now, it doesn't mean that you're thankful for everything.
Yeah,
there are bad things that can happen to your life that we are not
thankful for.
But when those things happen to us, in those situations, we can still be a thankful person. Yeah, we need to choose to be thankful in all situations. How can I be thankful when there's nothing to be thankful for? Okay, are you not a Christian? Then you already have something to thankful for anyway, because you're saved.
نجات پیدا کرد.
Yeah, from eternal punishment.
از مجازات ابدی نجات پیدا کرد.
Yeah, towards eternal life.
تا زندگی ابدی و مجازات ابدی و زندگی شکنجه ابدی جدا شد.
But go to Romans 8:28.
رومیان 8:28 رو باز کنی.
As a Christian.
به عنوان یک ایماندار.
Yeah, specifically as one that walks with God.
کسی که با خود خدا قدم برمی‌داره. Yeah,
there's a very encouraging verse there.
یه آیه مخصوصی هست.
Yeah, why? You always can be thankful, regardless of what your situation is. Read verse 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Yeah, and of course, not all things that happen will happen in your life will be good in your
eyes.
But then it says here that all things can work out for good in your life. Now, there is a condition here. Yeah? This doesn't hold for everybody. Yeah? This can be true in your life because you're already in Christ. Because that's the first requirement. But notice that it also says that this is for those who love God. Now you may think, oh, don't all the Christians love God? The answer is no, absolutely not. Unfortunately not. How do I know?
Now,
what did God say? If you love me, obey my commandments.
اگر مرا دوست دارید از فرمانهای من اطاعت کنید.
Do all Christians obey the commandments of God?
آیا همه ایمانداران مسیحی اطاعت میکنن از فرمان خداوند؟
No.
نه.
No. And even if you look at our lives, we know that we don't always obey the commandments of God. خودمون نگاه
کنیم لحظه‌ش هم هممون اطاعت نمی‌کنیم.
But this verse, yeah, if you are right before God, if you
and
I'm not talking about perfection without sin, I'm talking about living rightly before God.
دارم میگم در مقابل خدا درست زندگی کردن.
Making your decisions with God.
تصمیمات درست گرفتن در مقابل خداوند.
You can say if bad things happen.
و اگر همه اتفاقای بد بیفته.
All things will work out eventually in the end for good.
در آخر برای خیریت و نیکویی.
How is that possible?
چجوری?
Because God's hand is in your life.
دست خداوند تو زندگی شماست.
Yeah, and He is the one who directs your steps.
او کسیه که قدم هاتون رو رهبری میکنه.
Yeah, you might not see it directly when things happen.
شاید امروز اتفاقی که تو زندگیت میفته نبینه که کدوم مسیر داره تو رو میبره.
But you have the promise.
اما قول داده بهت.
Somewhere in the future.
که یه جوری توی آینده.
Yeah. Good will come out from that.
نیکویی و برکت از زندگی جاری.
Something good.
یه چیز خوب تو زندگی تو.
Yeah, will come out from that.
اتفاق فوق‌العاده‌ای
خواهد افتاد. We need to trust God. It's about having faith.
که وفادار بمانیم.
That God will do that.
که خداوند اون کارو خواهد کرد.
You start seeing a pattern.
می‌بینین تکرارش.
Yeah, it takes faith.
ایمان لازمه.
Yeah, you can be thankful in everything as a Christian. You may not understand what God is doing in your life. You may not understand what He is trying to accomplish through the events in your life.
Yeah,
but if you walk with Him, you can know that in the end it will work out for good. Yeah. You're anxious today? Now, you need to learn to, or you need to choose to be thankful in everything.
I'll
go back to Philippians 6 and read for 7 and 8. Sorry, 4. Philippians 4, 7 and 8. It doesn't have 6. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think of these things.
برتری و هر ستایشی که بوده باشد در آنها تفکر کنید.
Now, what is the very thing that you are doing when you're anxious?
اولین کاری که شما نگرانین چه اتفاق میفته برات؟
Yeah, your mind is working. You're worrying. You're thinking about all the worst things that can happen in the situation where it's about. Now, what verse 8 communicates is the exact opposite of that. It tells us to think of things that are true, things that are honest, things that are just, things that are pure, things that are lovely, things that have a good report. Yeah, whatever you are worrying about today, it's not on that list. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
you cannot obey this verse while you're being anxious. Yeah? Do not think about all the worst things that can happen. Think of good things. And do you know that is a choice? How do I know that's a choice?
Because
the Bible commands us that we should do this.
And
if the Bible commands us to do this, then it must be possible for us to do it. Yeah? And it is possible. Yeah? Even if it looks hard. How do I know? Read verse 13 in Philippians 4. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me.
Amen.
Think of these things. Think of good things. Think of things that are true, honest, are pure, are just, lovely, good reports. Yeah, think on these things. And you can, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Yeah.
Your mind is what causes you to be anxious. Yeah, because it's thinking the worst things. Yeah, you need to get your mind under control. Yeah, if you're anxious, you're not thinking about things that are good
and
pure. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10
and
read verse 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now again, this is instruction, this is commandment, this is something we can do. And you need to learn to bring into captivity every thought.
فکری رو که از آن خدا نیست.
Yeah, you say you have anxiety.
استراب داری امروز.
You lack peace.
آرامش نداری.
What should you do?
چیکار باید بکنی؟
Stop thinking about the things that make you anxious.
چیزی که تو رو نگران میکنه دیگه بهش فکر نکن.
Yeah, the cause of your anxiety. It's really that simple.
استرابت چیه؟ به همین راحتی استرابو ول کن.
Yeah, whatever the causes are.
هر آن چه که باعث استرابت شده.
Stop thinking about it.
دیگه بهش فکر نکن.
Start thinking about good things.
شروع کن به چیزهای خوب فکر کردن.
Yeah. If your bitterness in your heart, stop thinking about what causes your bitterness. Yeah, that's the reason why people become bitter, because they're fixating on one thing and keep thinking about it. Stop it. Yeah, think about positive things. Yeah, pure things. Honest things. Things of good report. Things of true.
Yeah,
the things that you are anxious over have nothing to do with the things that God tells you to think about. Go to Proverbs
23:7.
But it says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, set heat, tea, but his heart is not with thee."
23:7?
Yeah.
زیرا از آن دسته هست که
Proverbs.
I know Proverbs 23:7. Are you sure? 23:7.
It's not. Translated otherwise.
Okay. اشتباس آیش برای.
Yes. For as he thinketh in his heart. For as he thinketh in his heart,
همان جوری که او در قلبش فکر میکند,
yeah, so is he.
او هم همانطور.
Yeah, that's the part that I want to focus on.
هرچه که هر کی هرچه فکر میکند همان خواهد شد.
Yeah, what you're thinking about all the time.
هر چیزی رو که به هر چیزی که فکر میکنی.
That is the person that you are.
میشه اون شخص.
You think about negative things all the time.
همش منفی فکر میکنی.
You're going to be a negative person.
پس آدم منفی خواهی.
Yeah, you think about positive things all the time.
همش چیزهای خوبو فکر میکنی.
Yeah, you're going to be a positive person.
آدم مثبتی خواهی بود.
Yeah, you worry about things all the time.
در مورد همه چیزهای زندگی.
You're going to be a person that has anxiety.
خواهی بود که اون استراب تو زندگی تو به همه منتقل.
Because as he think it in his heart, so is he.
البته همون جوری خواهی شد.
Yeah. How do you deal with anxiety?
با استرابم چیکار کنم؟
Think of good things, think of positive things.
چیزای خوب فکر کنید. به چیزای مثبت فکر کنید.
Yeah. 2 Timothy 1:7.
دوم تیموتائوس 1:7.
For God had not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
دو هفت.
دو هفت
دو هفت. 2 Timothy 2:7, yeah?
1:7.
او 1:7 ببخشید.
زیرا خدا روح ترس را به ما نداده است بلکه روح قدرت و محبت و خویشتنداری را.
Yeah, God has not given us a mind that we should live in fear.
روح ترس را به ما نداده.
That we should be worried about everything all the time.
ترس و نگرانی همش باشه.
But of power and of love
اما با روح قدرت و محبت و خویشتنداری را.
Yeah, when you allow your thoughts to be consumed.
وقتی تو اجازه میدی فکرت غرق بشه.
Yeah, but everything that is out there can go wrong.
با همه اتفاقای بدی که ممکنه بیفته و هر آن اتفاق بیفته.
You're going to be a very anxious person.
همش استراب خواهی داشت.
Yeah, get your mind under control.
فکرت رو کنترل کن امروز.
Think of positive things, good
things. به چیزای خوب فکر کن.
So, how should you, as a Christian, deal with anxiety in your life?
با استراب چیکار کنید؟
Choose to worry about nothing.
تصمیم بگیر که نگران هیچ چیز نباش.
That's a commandment. That's a choice that you can make.
انتخابیست که تو میتونی بکنی.
Yeah, which means you do what you can do.
تو انجام بده اون کاری که میتونی انجام.
You control what you can control.
تو میتونی کنترل کنی اون چی که میتونی کنترل کنی.
And then whatever is out of your control.
هر آن چی که در دست تو نیست نمیتونی کنترل کنی.
Yeah, you trust it to God.
به خدا اعتماد کن.
How should you, as a Christian, deal with anxiety in your life? Choose to pray about everything. When you start feeling worried, when you become anxious, that should be a trigger for you to start going to God and tell Him.
Yeah,
to give it to Him. And leave it with Him.
ولش کن.
How should you as a Christian deal with anxiety in your life?
مامانی که ایماندار با استراب بچه کار کنی.
Choose to be thankful in all things.
تصمیم بگیر که امروز شکرگزار باشی در هر شرایط.
Yeah. It is the will of God for your life that you are thankful in all situations.
شکرگزار باشی در هر شرایط زندگی.
Yeah. What if it's all negative?
اما اگه همه شرایط زندگی منفی باشه چی؟
No. It is not all negative.
همش منفی نیست. یه چیز خوب
پیدا کن. But then we also know that all things will work for good.
تصمیم بگیرید to them that love God and are called according to His purpose. برای خیریت اونها استفاده میشه که خداوند رو دوست دارن و برای خداوند خوانده شدن.
How should you as a Christian deal with anxiety in your life?
یک مسیحی با استراب چیکار کنی؟
Choose to think of good things.
تصمیم بگیری به
چیزهای
نیکو.
Your thoughts.
فکرامون رو پر کنیم از نیکویی.
With things that are true.
فکرامون رو پر کنیم به حقیقت.
That are pure.
به صداقت. به good report. و به خیلی چیزهای دیگه.
Why? Because what a man thinks, this is how he is.
هر چه که فکر میکنی به همون میرسی.
Yeah. Don't think of the things that makes you anxious.
به چیزهایی که شما رو مضطرب میکنه فکر.
Don't do that.
نکن.
Choose to think of good things.
تصمیم بگیرید به چیزهای خوب فکر کنید.
Have you anxiety in your life?
آیا استراب داری امروز تو زندگی؟
Are you an anxious person today?
آیا آدمی پر مضطرب و استراب هستی؟
Yeah, I want you to know it's a fixable condition.
میخوام بهتون بگم قابل کنترله.
Yeah, this is not how God wants you to live your life.
خداوند نمیخواد زندگی تو.
And the answer that I showed you is not hard.
جوابی که بهتون نشون دادم سخت.
It requires you to choose to make decisions.
تصمیم میگیری امروز که با زندگی چیکار
کنی. Yeah, choose to worry about nothing.
تصمیم بگیر که نگران هیچی نباشی.
Everything.
تصمیم بگیر که برای هر چیزی دعا کنی.
Choose to be thankful in all things.
تصمیم بگیر شکرگزار باشی در هر شرایط زندگی.
Choose to think of good things.
تصمیم بگیر به کارهای خوب فکر کنی.
Allow me to give you one bonus.
Yeah,
for some of you.
برای بعضی
yeah, you need to remove some of the things out of your life if you can that cause you to be anxious.
و چیزهایی تو زندگیتون که باعث استرابتون میشه از زندگیتون بندازی بیرون.
If you're stressed out all the time, if you look watch the news, stop watching the news.
اگه همش خبر نگاه میکنی هی استراب بتونده خاموش کن تلویزیون.
If you get stressed out all the time when you're on social media because of all these things that are happening and set on there.
هی داری نگران بقیه چیزا هستی که میبینی نگاه نکن.
Get rid of it. Yeah. If you are around people that continuously makes you anxious, you might seek other friends. Yeah. I want to close with a poem.
و میخوام با یه شعر تموم
کنم. That's a poem that is been hanging on the toilet of my parents.
یه شعریه که تو توالت مامان و بابای من آویزونه.
Yeah, and all my life.
کل زندگی من.
Going to the toilet.
وقتی میرفتم توالت.
You sit there and you read it.
اون شعره میخونی.
But it's a perfect summary for the sermon.
اما خلاصه موعظه من.
And in Dutch, of course, it nicely rhymes. It's a really nice poem.
هلندی شعر زیبایی است و در حقیقت
I want to give you the translation of it.
Why is it in toilet?
I have no idea.
But
till this day, it's there. But listen to it. Yeah? And see if you would put it on your toilet. And I give you the translation.
Yeah?
It says, a person often suffers most
کسی که بیشتر از همه ضربه میخوره
from the suffering that he fears
از ترس شکنجه هاش اون شکنجه هایی که ازش میترسه
yet that never comes to pass
اون چیزایی که حسن حتی هیچ وقت هم اتفاق نمیافته تو زندگی
and because of that
اما به خاطر نگرانی که ممکن اتفاق
he bears more suffering that God intends him to have
از اون چی که خدا ازش خواسته زجر بکشه بیشتر زجر میکشه
yeah and the second part
Can you say it again?
Yeah. A person often suffers most from the suffering that he fears.
Yeah?
The things he worries about. Yet they never come to pass. And with that, because of that, he is bearing more suffering that God intends him to bear.
Yeah,
then the second part of it, the suffering that we actually go through, is often not as heavy
معمولاً خیلی کوچکتر از اونه که
as the fear for the
suffering
that we might have
که شاید ازش بگذریم
and even if some of that suffering comes to us
اما حتی اگه اون سختی ها و بلاها بعضی وقتا برامون اتفاق بیفته
there's always God
همیشه خدا در
اون helps us strengthen us to bear that cross
قدرت بهمون میده که بتونیم از اونها پیروز بیرون بیاییم
is that all nice for having on the toilet And be reminded of every day.
She wanted you to put all those thoughts in the toilet and flush it all out. We should put it on
And nowadays, I don't see a lot of people do that, but in our home, we had more of those things at the walls.
And
there are words of wisdom.
And
it's kind of just the summary of
what I
Yeah. So, amen.
Amen.
Yep.